Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are so excited that you joined us today. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, intuitive realtor, extraordinaire. You can reach her at 651-303-0555 for an intuitive reading. And Beth Jacobson, intuitive reader, energetic therapist. You can reach me at 651-941-36. And also our show is on 3 days a week, Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Friday from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. You can also go and download our Blog Talk show by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And if you wish to email us with any questions or comments about, you know, what you think of our show, please connect with us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Marie and I are open to hearing any feedback, any insight, any suggestions. And you can also download our shows as an iPod or a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed button on the Blog Talk page. And we also have a Facebook page, which we would love because we're going to be doing our selecting
one of our Facebook likers
on Divine Goddess Radio, but you have to be one of our Facebook likers.
Yep, and once a month we do select one person and they get a free 30-minute reading from Beth and myself.
There you go. Well, welcome everybody to Humpback.
Yeah, welcome to Wednesday. It's been a crazy energy time.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We've been alternating between extreme irritation and extreme goofiness, and that is normal, just to let everybody know, it is normal. It's part of the retrograde. So, you know, find your ways to work through it. Lots of ways to help yourself ease through. If you do find yourself getting irritated or, you know, your patience is at its limit, just, you know, walk away from the situation and just take 5 minutes to deeply breathe, calm down, and then you can go back into the situation. I've had to do it for 2 days in a row.
Also, you guys, step outside your door and step on the ground. That can help you shifting also.
Yeah, and I did that today. I ended up inadvertently stepping into mud, and I was going into a backyard of a property.
Oh, that's hysterical.
I know. And the more I kept walking, the more I kept thinking, I'm going, what the heck? But then I was like, you know what? I needed to connect with the ground, and the ground came up to meet me, and it was probably one of the best things
because it
really evened me out. So,
you know what? And it's also a perfect time, again, to journal and also to start, you know, get some crayons, get some colored pencils, markers, whatever. Get some paper to draw. Get creative. Bring that creative. Get that energy out. Make it creative energy. Do something positive with it. And then also, you know, look at the things that you're grateful for in your life. Because remember, it's just old stuff that's leaving. An opportunity to be presented. Are you going to let it go, or are you going to let it get you up, get your panties in a bunch again? So,
and let it go. This is a great time before our next eclipse.
Yeah.
On November 3rd, let it go and be done with it. Because the more you let go and the more you end the story, you allow the new story to come in. And right now, there's a lot of talk astrologically about new opportunities waiting to come in, but they can't come in unless you let go of the old. So if you feel it coming up, if you feel it erupting, let it blow, let it go, so that the new stuff can come in. There's a lot of transition happening now as well, too. So, and you know, it all depends on how you handle transition. Some people are actually literally transitioning.
They're physically leaving.
They're physically leaving, which, you know, if your soul is just saying enough is enough, it'll do that. But if your soul is, you know, here and you are choosing to continue on, then use this transition time to move forward, not backward.
And just remember, you guys, all it is the ego coming up. It's trying to get you involved in sidetracking you, and it's doing a really good job on a lot of people. And I was one individual also, and just a little, say a little something about me. What I've been going through is the ego has really been doing a number on my soul, like holding it hostage so that I can't tune in with the fifth dimensional stuff. And Marie gave me a little bit of insight. It was stuff that I was seeing, but she was putting the words to it to where I'm going, oh, my God, I wasn't making that connection. And as soon as I made that connection, it's amazing how all of a sudden it shifted. So the more you can talk about your stories or whatever's going on, and don't get into the icky-mucky, yucky stuff of it with friends, and you want friends who are going to be supportive and more enlightened, saying, you know, do what you have to do to shift through it, because that's all it is, an opportunity of letting it go. So hang on.
Yeah, and it's just even as simple as if you're talking to someone and they may say, you know what, why don't you try saying it this way versus saying it this way or looking at it this way, and that's all it takes is to completely change your perspective, and then you realize it, you can take it in, you can work on it, meditate on it, and then things happen.
Marie and I both kind of had a day yesterday, and I've had the past couple days, but off and on. And then we had somebody come over last night. Totally, we were planning on doing one thing, but we kept an open mind and just let whatever fall into place. And this individual ended up doing some phenomenal sacred tone, which we're going to have on the program here in December, correct, or November?
No, November 17th, I believe.
Yeah, he's
phenomenal. We're going to be doing a show on sacred toning. So get ready, because the second half of the show, he will take callers who want to call in and
he'll do a toning,
for you.
So. Oh, you guys, and it's fantastic.
And boy,
oh, my Lord.
Yeah, he's very powerful.
Think about it right now today, and we can still feel that energy coming in and shift. He is fantastic. Fantastic. So
other than the crazy energies, I mean, I know everybody's dealing with it, and, you know, just try to stay positive as you can, because remember, what you manifest, you know, can come back at you. So you want to make sure your thoughts are positive, so you're bringing positivity back to you. If you're finding yourself being constant negative Nelly, and it's gloom and doom, well, that's what you're going to attract back. So try to keep it positive. Keep the thoughts positive. Even if you're yelling and screaming out to the universe, yell and scream, but try, you know, get it all out and then say, look, I'm open to receiving, you know, for my highest good, all the positivity back. Because remember, we're human.
Yeah.
So you can express your irritation. Don't be afraid. Don't hold it in. Express it, and then change your story.
But then also when you express it, you want to be energetically responsible. Ask that the divine angels purify and transmutate it, so it's not just floating out, because it's one more God-blessed thing I do now. I want to have to take care of for anybody else. So it's like, I'm asking that you please do that for me and many other individuals who transmutate this stuff. It's like, because I'm exhausted. So, and I know I'm not the only one who was going, please be energetically responsible. But yes, you have those feelings, those emotions, just don't get caught up in them.
Right. So that's what you want to do is, you know, if you are irritated with somebody, it's okay to express it, but express it in such a way that once it's out, then you can say, you know what, you're irritating the crap out of me, but I'm saying this with love because, you know, I want to change it. I don't want to take that irritation from you, and I want you to try and change your behavior so you don't exhibit that irritating behavior. And see how that works. Rather than screaming and yelling at someone, try to put a little bit of spin on it.
Spin it, people. Put a little spin on it. And I guess some people are saying that they can't understand some of the stuff that I'm saying. That I'm speaking a different language.
Yeah, that I have
an accent. So I'm just like going, are you kidding me? If anything, I have more of a Minnesotan accent. So I'm just like going, well, I'm going to really talk like how I really talk. Don't you know?
Yes, and I'll be like, what? What are you talking about, Beth?
See, but Marie and I have been laughing our butts off, I would say, probably a little bit more since last night.
We were going to do the whole show in accent, but I'm like, we have to be able to get through the whole show.
We were in tears laughing before that. I was going to talk my Minnesota talk. Don't you know, Marie?
Here with us.
Oofta.
And for people around the country, they're like, what the heck? Oofta.
Oh.
They say that here a lot in Minnesota. It's a Norwegian
thing. It's very much of a Norwegian thing, and I have a lot of Norwegian in me. My grandma used to say it all the time. Oofta. Oofta. And it's U-F-F-D-A. So oofta, don't you know. Anyways, that in our Lefse. So at least we're getting through it with our humor and everything. So I'm sure, even though it's funny in our little world, if anybody finds any humor in it, great. I would also recommend, you know, you want to pay attention to what you're watching also, too, and listen to some uplifting music. Just dance. Be silly and dance.
Yeah, and, you know, what I've been doing really to help me with my, to get through this, is I've put myself back on my exercise regimen because I'm really tired of fighting that menopausal weight. And, you know, the energy, too, wreaks havoc with your weight and metabolism, too. So if you're finding that no matter what you do, it's not coming off,
yes.
Energetics have a lot to do with it.
Yes.
But I have been back to doing my Zumba, and let me tell you, you can punch out things, and you can put all your emotion into your body moves, and it helps get rid of all of that. So, you know, Zumba's, you know, dance and exercise combined, and so it's a great way to get rid of those thoughts that are plaguing
yeah.
you.
You know, and also a lot of people have been coming to me and they're sick, or what they're thinking they're sick, whether it's head cold, strep throat, their backs, everything, their body parts, and you guys, and they're going to doctors, and the doctors are going, there's nothing wrong with you. And so then you start thinking, I'm not crazy because this is how I feel. I'm going, you guys, it's energetics.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get in and look at, I just talked to a gentleman the other day who was at a Minute Clinic, and he was talking about going, I know I have strep throat and Beth, I'm really sorry that I'm talking to you. And some stranger didn't know him, but we started chatting, and I told him my name and everything. And I go, well, just so you know, let's wait and see what the doctor has to say. But if nothing happens out of it, just know, because I was also getting information from him, and I didn't say, do this, because I can freak out a lot of people. But I said, in case you find that there isn't any strep throat there, go in there, and it's energetics. And he goes, what do you mean by energetics? So anyways, it was a way to work in the Divine Goddess Blog Talk Radio. Go on there and listen to us and blah, 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 blah. But I heard more people coming to me saying, I'm going to the doctor, and nobody's finding anything wrong with me, but I feel like crap, Beth, and I'm going, it's energetics.
Well, also, you can also look at what your body is telling you. So if you're having a specific pain in your shoulder or your arm, dig deep and say, okay, what issue am I facing in my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, does something make me upset? Am I stressing out about something? Or do I have an underlying resentment or something? And then start thinking about it, because those kind of things will show up as a pain
yeah.
in your body. And if you start working on that, meditating, and then trying to release it and let it go,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you'll see those pains will disappear.
Exactly. You know, like a lot of people are complaining, a lot of people have back problems. It's upper, middle, and lower back, if not all of it. And the upper back, you guys, is where we carry burdens and overwhelmness. And then the middle of the back is where we're not feeling supported. And the lower back has to do with, you know, the way that we walk forth in the world, being stable, and, you know, that's where we carry all of our worry about finances.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember, we're shifting the way that we have been associated with the earth now. We're reestablishing a brand new connection, you know, because it's a higher consciousness connection.
Mm-hmm.
We've never done it at this level before in physical form, you know, under the best of my knowledge. Again, anybody could argue anything with me, but it's like, so we're shifting. Like, I have more hip, more knee or leg and feet. But that has to do with feeling supported and walking on my path with ease and grace. And then it's also our carbon density within our body is shifting, too, from
right.
third to fourth to fifth dimension, and that's the ascension stuff. You know, so, and there's days where my legs are just killing me to where I could start crying. And it's like, oh, God, can it just shift without the pain, the physical pain, and then it eases up. We forget that we can ask. But some of this we have to go through, and it's not going to be physically pain-free because literally we're shifting
mm-hmm.
within. Our body is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some stuff that we have to, but it doesn't have to be as painful as.
Yeah, I mean, you could ask for that because, you know, as we are progressing to the 5D, our bodies are becoming translucent.
Yeah.
They're becoming light.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, we have to. I mean, our whole molecular structure
yeah.
has to change.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If we can get through that without the pain, that's the best. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can try to ask for that before you go to bed, before when you wake up
yeah.
throughout the day.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
I know I'm ascending. I know my body's changing, but please let me go through the change without pain.
Change.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
you know, yeah.
Not the change like menopause. But.
Yeah. But, you know, and then it's just going into your body, and those were like if it's on different parts of your body and it's, even asking for that and you're not feeling any relief to it, go in there and say, okay, what is stuck in here that I'm avoiding and that I'm not looking at? And it will be the first thought or the first feeling that comes into your mind. And it might be something really simple. Arms have to do with hang-ups. What are you hanging on to? And then is it your feminine side, which is the left side? Is it your masculine side? Pay attention to what's going on in your life. Is it mother issues that you've been thinking about? Because right now it's all the subconscious thoughts that are coming into our consciousness now, going, God, I thought I dealt with that. What is that about? But it's like the dendrils. Are you going to finally let that issue go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Even something like stubbing your toe.
Yes.
If you stub your toe repeatedly,
yeah.
You can take a look. You know, is it your left toe? Which toe is it? Left foot? Right foot? All of that has a meaning. I know that when I was ending my relationship, there was a lot of trust issue
mm-hmm.
in my relationship, and that was one of the reasons that, you know, I just couldn't deal with it anymore. But I was constantly stubbing my left baby toe,
yeah.
And I could never figure it out. I'm like, what is going on? I must have broken it like 50 times.
Oh.
Well, I had a toe reading, and it turns out that's your trust.
Yeah.
So, hello, wasn't that, you know, very significant?
No, just so you know, you guys, because she's right-handed, so it was her left foot. I'm left-handed, so it's my right foot.
Yeah.
Same thing with my little toe.
Yep.
And my toenail even was coming off. Little kids were stepping on it. And it had to do with what I was going through at that time to where I wasn't trusting. So it's like, that's a good thing because I was going to bring that up. So
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So pay attention, you know, to what you do with your body or what your body is telling you, or if you're constantly bumping into something repeatedly.
Yes.
There's a meaning for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And there's books out there. You can find out what the toes, each toe means something, each finger means something. Everything, our body holds certain areas,
mm-hmm.
holds certain emotions in there.
We had a show
there.
On yeah. toe readings, too. So
yeah, we did.
We have someone who does toe readings, and it's very interesting.
Oh, it is. It is just like reading a poem.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and your feet can change just like your hands can change,
mm-hmm.
which I never knew that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank God. We're not set in one certain way.
I know. I was bummed, though, because I banged my right foot, and it was my right baby toe, and that's the prosperity one. And I've had a little bruise on my foot, and I'm going, oh, my God, what did I do to my prosperity? What? So, you know, now every time I do something, I think about it. I'm like, oh, my God, what's trying to tell me? What's trying to tell me? Bumping your prosperity toe is not a good one.
But you know when you have that on the forefront of your mind, you know you're going to hurt it.
Yes.
Just because the universe is going to go, come on, let's play with her for a little bit. Let's show her. Let's have some fun with her. You know, and you have to remember the universe has a sense of humor, too, you guys. We don't always find it funny, but...
Yes, they do have a sense of humor, especially if you're trying to manifest something and you're questioning something, and then they give you something that it's not quite what you want, but they're just going, see, you can get it. And it's like, ha-ha, very funny. That's not really what I want, but you're giving me something in a form to say, look, here it is. I'm sending it to you, but I'm sending it to you to be funny. I've had it happen to me twice.
Oh, you know what? Because we're getting towards the end of the show, aren't we?
No, we got 11 minutes.
Oh, are we getting towards? Look at this, I'm off from my little thing.
Also, when you go into the ID, you lose a sense of time.
I've never had a sense of time anyways.
Time and space.
But I was going to say, you know what, okay, we talked about that, so let's shift it over to, just because I think people need to be reminded as well as you and I both need to, let's look at the stuff that we're grateful for out of the week that we have both had, because we've both been through our, you know, mine have been little mounds that I've gone over. They're not mountains. And
yeah.
I'm not going to say challenges because I got through them.
Yeah. I mean, mine was a challenge, and it was an irritating challenge because, you know, it had to do with other people not having a sense of timeliness and a sense of organization. And so it put me behind, and, you know, I always feel like, okay, this is my reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get over that challenge. But that's one of the things I'm grateful for, was that I could step back. I literally had to walk away from the situation,
mm-hmm.
sit in my car,
mm-hmm.
breathe and calm down for 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then I was able to get back out of my car and go back in and have a very calm reaction as I walked through this house going, oh, my God, you know, I'm not done. So, but that was one of the things I was grateful for, is that I am now aware, I'm so self-aware, to say, oh, you know what, you need to step away and use all the techniques that you've learned and calm down, take control of the situation, and go back and then, you know, approach it from a different angle. So that's one of the big things that I'm grateful for.
Cool.
It was a good teaching moment.
Well, I'm grateful for you for yesterday for saying that the little piece that I was seeing, but I wasn't putting it together, because you have no idea how that one little incident was drawing out a whole other event, and it was an event. So I was going down an old pattern of way of thinking. And then when you said, well, hey, when I asked more about it, I had to ask more about it. And what I'm finding out about it, so it helped me shift, it's okay for me to ask for help because I'm used to not asking for help. I have to, God forbid, I have to do this all on my own, I have to figure it out on my own. So asking for help is something that's still new for me.
And I have to thank you, too, because for me that's a validation. You know, when you're doing, when you're reading something and you're getting messages from Spirit, you're like, this doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yes.
And and I'm saying it going, okay, is she going to think I'm cuckoo nuts?
No.
But it made complete sense to you. So it was like, wow, that's a great validation for me to trust what I'm getting from Spirit. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know, and I learned that a long time ago going, okay, this is what I'm getting, have no idea, but we don't have to interpret. We interpret it, but we're interpreting it in a different way. We're not going to say what the meaning of it is. Here's a perfect example. I remember reading somebody once, and there was a saxophone. It was huge, and I'm going, what the hell is that about? So I'm going, well, I don't even know what to say, because then I was getting discouraged going, well, good Lord. And this was years ago. And then I remember going, well, I'm just going to say this. I have no idea if this is going to even mean anything. I said, I'm seeing this ginormous saxophone. It's really big with you. This woman started crying. I'm going, oh, my God, what did I say to her? She's upset about it. Well, here it was. The saxophone represented, it was many different things. She goes, oh, my God, but you have no idea what that meant to me. So it validated it. Here, saxophone. That's all I said was the word saxophone. And I got different reactions from her, crying. She was laughing. She's going, oh, my God, you have no idea how I needed that validation so much. And I'm going, oh, my God, I saw the visual of a saxophone, and that's all I had to say. So, I mean, that's just proof of that. And I think that's a good thing that
So, you know, everybody listening, I mean, take a moment to sit down. If you're having a struggle or you're having a day, take the time to take a 10-minute break. Walk away from the situation.
Yes.
You know, do your deep breaths, calm down, and then just sit there and think to yourself, okay, let me just switch it and think what I'm grateful for.
Yes.
And try to think of a couple things that you're grateful for, and then shift yourself out of it.
Yep.
You know?
Just look at it as it's an opportunity of looking at a situation differently.
Differently. You know, or just do what I did, sit in the car and think, okay, well, this is obviously a teaching moment. What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to do? To completely change the situation around, and that's what I do.
And don't be afraid to ask for questions. Don't be afraid to ask for questions.
You know, you can go sit in a car or move away and call someone, call one of your support friends and say, this is what is happening, you know, help me shift out of it, help me get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your friends are for.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to ask for it.
Exactly.
You know, I know Beth has called me in the car, help me shift my thoughts now. You know, so I just would say whatever comes to mind, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
Nobody calls me anymore. Yes, they do. They do. I'm going, they call me, which is in case they're listening, But, you know, but the thing is, you know, that's what we're all here for, because you never know. All it takes is one word, and all it takes is making sure, you know, the energy that's going into that shifting or into the word that you're saying, whatever it is you're saying. And I've had it to where it's just one word that I'm all of a sudden, bam. And all this light comes in. It's like, Lord, it was one word that kept me in the icky, mucky, yucky stuff. So it's something very, very simple. So don't be afraid. So those of you who are going, oh, I don't have anybody to talk to, maybe, just maybe, you know, let's say the next time you go to the grocery store or the gas station, or, you know, for those of you who go to the library, strike up a conversation with somebody, you never know where it's going to bring you to. You know, just keep an open mind on that.
Yeah, and I know, you know, Halloween is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I know there are some people who are really sensitive to the energies of Halloween. They can't, you know, they can't deal with the macabre side, and they can't deal with the dark stuff.
Yes.
How would you recommend getting through that for somebody who, you know, is like, oh, God, I hate this time of year? Maybe they're picking up on a lot
of... Well, you know, here's my thing, because I'm one of those individuals. I used to really be big into Halloween. Now I can't. I'm extremely... And just the stuff that has been hitting up on me this week... And there's a lot of soul stuff that's going on right now. There's still a lot of souls that are caught out in webbings that are needing to transition, and they're here. They're earthbound, per se, for a reason, because they're still stuck in that ego base. And so a lot of you guys are picking up on that. So what you want to do is to be able to recognize that. So for those of you who are sensing it, seeing it, or feeling it, sit here and identify what is yours. Tell it to get out of your space. You can sit here and talk to it like you would be counseling somebody or to a friend, saying, it's safe for you to go into the light, and this is what can happen when you go into the light. You're going to become your purest self. And because a lot of them don't know that they're supposed to be going anywhere, because they're still, I'll say, they're still stuck in the moment of how they transitioned out of their body, or if they had unfinished business. There's many different reasons, guys. There's different reasons that spirits stay here on the earth, and there's other individuals who do this, specifically the paranormal stuff, who talk about this. But protection, protection, protection. There's a lot going on. I can feel it now, and I think there's going to be a lot of stuff going on tomorrow, and there's still ucky-mucky-yucky energies out there. So protect yourself, protect yourself, protect yourself. But remember to ask for protection in all directions, the north, west, south, east, as above, as below, and that your space is sealed tightly with 100% of the light.
Yep, and if you are really into Halloween and you do like to go to haunted houses, mm-hmm. and you like to do the scare rides and all of that stuff,
yeah.
Remember, though, I mean, do the protection before you go out. So at least you're walking out with some protection.
Mm-hmm.
When you come home, remember to clear yourself.
Yes.
And then ask that any disincarnated, I can never say that word, spirits, be, leave, remove from you, attached from you. They're not allowed in your space, so that you're not bringing that stuff home with you.
And remember, you guys, there's a lot of you that are out there to where you don't even realize that you're portals, because you're here to help transition these souls, which you haven't figured that out yet. So when you're allowing yourself to, when you watch those paranormal, those scary movies, you're opening yourself up to that energy, saying it's okay. Just so you know, I used to be one of those. I was a thrill seeker. And now it's like I would have many people going, Beth, you can't afford to do that. You don't even realize how much it lowers your energy. And now I know the difference. So it's like, so when you do that, you're given permission for many things to come into your space. So
yeah, I can't even watch scary movies.
I can't either.
I get so scared, and I can sense it, and I'm like, nope, not watching it.
I don't even like when Ellen DeGeneres scares people. I'm going, ooh, if she only knew what energetically that does to people. And I love Ellen. I love Ellen. But that's the one thing I'm going, if I could talk to her privately, I'd say, Ellen, don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Don't scare people. You don't realize what that's doing to them energetically. But anyways,
it is what it is.
Doesn't make you bad.
Go out and have fun. Do what you normally do, but just remember, put your protection on before you leave, and then clear yourself when you come home. Because, sometimes people don't realize, what they're bringing home, and then they get sick or they're not feeling well, they don't understand what's happening.
Yes.
Something's attached and you need to get it off. So it's better to do it outside of your home before you walk in, so you don't bring the energy with you.
Yep. And you guys, and make sure those of you who do healing, energy work at home, make sure you're clearing your space.
Right.
Ramp it up more than what you would do. Mm-hmm. Clear it, visualize that there's white light in there and that you're bringing in the 144 color spectrum of the fifth dimension coming in there, and then sage it.
Mm-hmm.
Saging just alone is not enough anymore. It isn't. There needs to be more than just saging, you guys. So, and that's just the way it's going to be for a bit. Doesn't mean it's forever.
Right.
But right now, so that would be my suggestions to everybody.
Yeah, so everyone have a very fun and safe Halloween tomorrow.
Happy Halloween.
Keep your kids safe. And we will catch you on the next show.
Sending you love and light.
Bye-bye. Bye.